Matthew 15,
verse 21 to 28.
Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David, my daughter is grievously vexed with a devil.
But
he answered her not a word, and his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after us.
Asiya ana kumupindura neshoko rimwe. Ipapo vadzidzi vakauya vakamukumbira kwaari vachiti, Muendesei nokuti anodaidzira shure kwedu.
But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel.
Asi akapindura akati ndakatumirwa kumakwaye akarashika eimba yavaIsraeri.
Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me.
Zvino akauya akamunamata akati, Ishe ndondibatsiraiwo.
But he answered and said, It is not meet to take the children as bread and to cast it to dogs.
Akapindura akati, hazvina kunaka kutora chingwa chavana ndokuchikandira kuimbwanana.
And she said, Truth, Lord. Yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table.
Akati homo ishe kunyange nembwana nawo dzinodya zvimedu zvinodonha patafura yavatenzi vadzo.
Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour.
Zvino Jesu akapindura akati kwaari, haiwa mai kutenda kwako kukuru zvaunoda ngazviitwe. Mwanasikana wake akapora kubva panguva iyoyo.
Amen.
Amen.
Shall we pray?
Tinamate. Ishe tenzi Jesu Kristu muri kumusoro kudenga. Tinokutendai zvekare madekwana anopata ungana Ishe Jehovha. Makataura muna Matthew 24. Mukati panoungana zvapungu ndipo panenge paine mutumbi. Ishe vana venyu zvapungu vaunganira mutumbi weshoko madekwana ano. Tinokutendai baba achiuya aimuprofita anotitaurira kuti Mwari. Mumwe nemumwe wedu akaenda kuchikora anokwanisa kuverenga shoko irori. Asi kududzirwa kunotobva kwamuri Ishe Jehovha tinokumbira mweya mumwe chete wakanyora gwaro irori ugova pakati pedu kubva panguva ino Ishe Jehovha uye kuzopa dudziro rawo wega nekuti muprofita anotaura kuti shoko harisi rinodudzirwa nemumwe munhu pativi Ishe Jehovha tinokutendai Mwari chitorai muranda wenyu mugomuisa parutivi Ishe Jehovha agova sehwamanda isina ruzha rwayo asi ruzha rwemuridzi wayo Ishe torai muranda wenyu mumupe chipo chikuru chinotaurwa nemuprofita chekuzvisa parutivi Ishe Jehovha kuti imi mugoya mutaure nevana venyu sanganai baba nemumwe nemumwe angadai auya nemubvunzo wake Ishe angadai aripo auya akaremerwa Jehovha tinoziva kuti mukupera kweservisi inoi vana venyu vachaenda vasunungurwa Ishe toda kuzopupura sevaya vaenda Emmaus vakati moyo yedu haina kutsva here Ishe paanga ari kutaura nesu munzira baba chiuya aine nzira inoshamisa mugoshandisa muranda wenyu zvatisati tamboona Ishe Jehovha mweya wenyu mutsvene wakamumhara tinokumira zvose kwamuri muzita raIshe Jesu Kristu amen.
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 You may be seated.
Tigare should pass.
Now, before we go into our message,
satapinda marizi hedu.
No, I was just thinking.
Tanga nichigofunga zvangu.
If there is one thing that our church needs,
kana paine chinhu chimwe chedu chinodiwa nechurch yedu,
is church order.
Urongwa wechurch kurongeka muchurch.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, that's one thing that is really needful.
Ichocho chiri kunyatsokudikanwa muno.
At a time when we think people are grown up and they are mature.
Panguva yataifunga kuti vanhu vakura vayaruka.
But still some of us, you know, our behavior is not becoming as Christians. It's unfortunate that maybe the people who are supposed to be hearing this are not even in the church. You are already in church. But some of our brothers and sisters, it seems they now have this I don't care attitude coming to church early.
Amen. Amen.
And some even when they come early,
vamwe vakato kasika kuya.
You find them loitering outside.
Vanotoya zvavo mbotenderera panze vachitanya.
Even right now as we speak.
Kunyange izvozvo tichitotaura
pano. There are some people nyaya dziri kutosha panze papa.
Some are just talking outside there.
And I think our deacons
are
not doing their work properly. Right.
Amen.
I think some of them should be outside and checking who is loitering out there.
Because
you see, there are a lot of people unnecessarily, you know, just loitering and discussing things outside. I think we can do better than that. Amen.
Amen.
Of course, it takes a revelation. Amen.
Amen.
So if you don't really know the reason why you come to church,
you
can afford to be outside there discussing.
Discussing while others are in the church.
Amen.
Amen.
I think most of you know what I'm talking about.
People
whom
we think are elderly people.
Vagara pano pa church makore ne makore.
They've been in the message for so long.
But unotonyaya nyaya dzichitsva.
But you see them discussing outside.
Amen. I think it's a tauro zvakare na brother Kadiwa.
I think we will speak also to brother Kadiwa.
About our brothers who take care of, you know, things outside.
Pe hamadzedu dzinochengetedza panza.
Because
I believe whilst they are outside, they must be in a certain corner hearing what is happening.
But
from they will be discussing, and you wonder how, where will they get the time to listen to
themselves.
Even people are on cell phones.
Now, of course, it's not do's and don'ts
here.
I think we are way past that stage.
Maybe
I'm saying this because, you know, I was a deacon for, you know, such a long time.
And we were helping brethren.
But of course,
of course, what happens is it makes you to have a few friends. If I doesn't befriend you, after I have told you that
his blood won't be required upon me.
I will be doing my job as I was
so
told.
That will be between him or her and God. So I think our deacons must be on the apostle's
duty.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm sorry about that.
But
anyway, let's get into our message.
Amen. Amen.
Now, the prophet read these scriptures and preached the message, perseverance.
Amen.
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 Right. And that's what we want to talk about this evening. Perseverance. But we'll just read some scriptures from the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 12. You know, it's very disturbing.
People whom you think are now elders in the message, but eh.
You know, Christ said, if your righteousness does not exceed that of the Pharisees, you will not enter into heaven. And we know the Pharisees of our day, those denominations. And the sacrifice
they make.
Atitomboshika isisu.
We are surpassed.
But tingozviti message believers, message believers.
Message believers.
But Christ says, if our righteousness does not exceed theirs. Oh, we are in the message, That's not the message, brothers. Amen.
Amen.
Like I said, it's unfortunate they are not hearing it.
Because
they are outside right now.
Some are still in the road. They will only decide to come late to church.
That's between you and God. You know, the prophet tells about the wise men from the east.
When they
came to see
Jesus,
that the gifts they brought spoke of the revelation they had of the one they had come to worship. Amen.
Amen.
So what you bring, it only shows the revelation that you have of the one you've come to worship. Amen.
Amen.
Hebrews chapter
12,
verse 1 to 4. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us.
Naizvozvo nesuwo zvatakakomboredzwa negore rezvapupu rakakura rikadai, ngatibvisei zvose zvinoremedza nezvivi zvinongoti namatira, ngatimhanye nokutsungirira nange mutange yatakaisirwa.
Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and he is set down at the right hand of the throne of God.
Tichitarira kuna Jesu muvambi nomukwanisi wokutenda kwedu, iye wakatsunga pamuchinjikwa nokuda kwomufaro wakaiswa pamberi pake, akashovera kunyadziswa kwavo, akandogara parudyi rwechigaro choushe chaMwari.
For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds.
Nokuti cherechedzai uyo wakatsunga pakukakavara kwakadai kwavatadzi, kuti imi murege kuneta nokupera simba pamweya yenyu.
You have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin.
Muchigere kudzivirira kusvikira ropa richibuda pakurwa kwenyu nezvivi.
Amen.
Amen.
So like I said,
sezvandataura,
the prophet preached this message, perseverance.
Profita vakaparidza mari dzenonzi kutsungirira.
He preached it in many places.
Vakaparidza panzvimbo dzakawanda.
What we have recorded is actually he preached 11 times.
Zvatakatoona ndezvekuti muprofita vakaiparidza ka 11.
What's recorded? Maybe he might have preached some other places where they did not record it.
Pane maridzo dzakarekodwa, muprofita akaiparidza ka 11. Pamwe pane kumwe kwakaparidza kusina kurekodwa.
Amen.
Amen.
Perseverance.
Kutsungirira. Right.
Now the word perseverance,
inoshoko rekuti kutsungirira,
it's continued effort to do or achieve something.
Zvinorava kuramba uchisa simba uchienderera mberi kuti ukwanise kuwana chimwe chinhu.
Despite difficulties, failure or opposition.
Zvisinei kuti zvinooma kana kukundika kana kuti pauya zvinopikisa.
Amen, that's perseverance.
Ndo kutsungirira ikoko.
Right, it's continued effort.
Kuramba uchisa simba.
Amen. Eh? That you do trying to achieve something despite difficulties or failure or opposition. Amen. And the prophet says, right, the word perseverant means to be, I think, according to Webster, is to be persistent. Amen.
Amen.
To be perseverant, persistent in making a goal. And every person on earth, or that's ever been on earth, that ever achieved anything, that amounted to anything, had to be perseverant. You've got to be sure first what you got your faith anchored in. Amen.
Amen.
Right, this is from Perseverance of 63.
Perseverance 1963.
Amen.
Amen.
Now faith,
paragraph
35.
Paragraph 35.
Faith is just not a thing that so easily floated around. Right? And some kind of, we would call it in the street expression, a hocus pocus.
No.
Faith can only have its right position when it's placed upon something that's steadfast.
Kutenda kunongova nenzvimbo yako chete kana kwaiswa pane chinhu chinomira nekusingaperi.
Amen.
Amen.
Says I've told you to go, right? If I told you to go out and put your hand on that tree and be healed.
Ndikakuti enda onesa rokuru kwa pamuti uyo opodzwa.
You could doubt that.
Unogona kupokana nazvo.
So why?
Say.
We have no background to anything.
Atina neyo yatinoisa pairi pazvinhu izvozvi.
You would only have my word.
Unenge uchingotora shoko rangu chete.
And if I told you that washing in a certain water out here in the valley would bring healing to you, it would depend on how much confidence you had in me.
Ndikakuudza kuti kunogeza mupata karwizi kari panapa kunokupodza, zvinoenderana nekuti une ruvimbo rwakadima ndiri.
Amen.
Amen.
And faith cometh by hearing, the Bible tells us.
Kutenda kunoyana kunzwa zvose zvatozvinzwa.
Hearing what? The word of God. Therefore, if this be the word of God. Amen.
Amen.
What we are talking about. What we are quoting. Amen. If this be the word of God. And it is. What it teaches. We can rest upon it. God cannot change. God must forever remain God. His word must be just as true in this age as it ever was in any age. Amen.
Amen.
Now we are finite. We can say something this year, and maybe even tomorrow have to alter it. Because we are not too sure. Because we are finite. We are just presuming. And presuming is to venture without authority. But when God says anything is perfect, He don't have to alter it. Abraham staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong giving praise to God because he knew that he was able to perform or keep or to do that what he had promised. Then if God is ever called on the scene for a decision, amen, and the decision that God makes first, it has to forever remain the same. It can never change. It cannot be altered because He is infinite. And anything that's infinite never had a beginning or an end. So He cannot take it back next year and say, I was wrong. Amen. Then if that was His decision, then every man that makes that same, that comes to that same decision that God made for me, for him, or for one man upon the base of his faith to believe it, he is got to meet that same thing every time a man believes it. God has got to act every time the way he acted the first time. Or he acted wrong the first time. And who can accuse God of acting wrong? God has got to ever remain with his decision. If thou canst believe. Now, to achieve anything, you've got to set a goal and say, amen.
Amen.
Now, a goal. Can somebody help us, brother? A goal, what can I say? A goal.
Donjo.
Donjo, yes.
Donjo.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's clap hands for our brother. Donjo. You know, I was telling the other day, not need a sit number to pesane panapa. So I was telling him, brother, it's not your problem. It's actually my problem. Because of my limited English, you know, at times when I run out of English vocabulary, I switch to Shona. And of course, with some of our interpreters, you know, it gets hard on them. So you mustn't have a problem with that. So this is what I was telling my brother. It's actually not his problem, but it's mine. Amen.
Amen.
Right. Donjo, yes.
Amen.
Right. Okay. Now you must set a goal and say, this I believe. And tie yourself to it. And keep drawing, moving up closer to it. Knowing that it's there. Knowing that there is something that there that you are coming to. Amen.
Amen.
That's a goal. You set yourself a goal. And the prophet says, men that have amounted to anything, something, is people who set goals. And now you strive to achieve that goal. Amen.
Amen.
You have a goal. Then you direct your effort towards it. You persist in spite of discouragement. Amen. That's perseverance. Amen. An effort despite discouragement, despite the opposition.
Amen.
Your faith is anchored. Amen.
Amen.
Now, as a Christian,
same Christ,
you are striving to achieve something. Amen. We have a promise of the rapture. Amen. The prophet spoke about it. It will be. It shall be. Because it's God's word. And we as believers, we want to achieve that. Amen. The Lord said, be ye therefore perfect, as your Father in heaven is perfect. So perfection, brother, sister, can be attained. Because he said it, says, be ye therefore perfect. So in other words, that's a goal to a believer that you have to achieve. To achieve perfection. Amen.
Amen.
No, like a little boy who was flying a kite. The prophet mentioned this in this message. Amen. He was holding a string in his hand. Amen. And this man said, what are you holding, sonny? He said, my kite. Said, I don't see nothing but a string. He said, but there's a kite on the end of it. The man looked up and said, I don't see a kite. Amen.
Amen.
I know some of you are growing now, you don't
know kites.
Amen. But some of us flew those kites. Amen.
Amen.
And Anna may have been watching Shah Shinda Zavumba.
Our mothers were losing their threads at home.
Amen. No tanga should fly a kite.
Because we were flying our kite.
Amen. So this man says, I don't see a
kite.
Amen. But this little boy said, neither do I. Amen. And the man said, but how do you know that the kite is there? He says, I can feel it tugging on the end. Amen.
Amen.
The man looked in the sky. You know, when we would fly this kite, now it would depend on the length of your string. And also about the wind. Right? If it was not so windy, right? And then you've got a long string. You know, the wind would just carry it way, way up. That you won't even see it. Amen.
Amen.
So the man looked up. He says, I can't see a kite. He says, neither do I. And says, how do you know it's there? The little boy was holding the string. He says, I know it. Because I can feel it tugging. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I feel the pull. It's anchored deep in my soul. You can't tell me otherwise. Because I feel the pull. I hear the call. I know His Spirit is moving. He speaks to me. And I agree. Lord, please come and take control. Because I feel the pull. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
It's anchored. Amen.
Amen.
It's a tie post. It's like an absolute. He's holding onto the string. But he feels that tugging. He feels that tugging. And he knows it's there. That's the connection we have between us and our God. Something speaks to us deep down in our hearts. We know He is. And He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. He says, well, that's the way faith is. Paragraph 44. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. As long as you set your faith on it and then anchor to it, you are coming to it. No matter if you can't see it, you know it's there anyhow. You are tugging at it and it's pulling you. And any man that's ever done anything worthwhile has set a goal and then been persistent, perseverant to make that. And the prophet says, great men. Hallelujah. Men who have amounted to anything that's worthwhile is men who set goals. And then you become persistent. Amen. You persevere. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Says like George Washington,
George Washington,
the father of our nation. Amen. Is called. Amen. When he came to the valley fog, after all night in prayer, until he was wet with the snow above his hips, kneeling in the snow, the next morning he crossed the Delaware full of ice. Why? He was perseverant. He had the answer. Nothing is going to stand in his way. Although 3 or 4 musket bullets went through his coat. Amen. But it never hurt him. He wanted to achieve something. And he had prayed through on it. And he was perseverant. Nothing stood in his way. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He had to achieve something. And it's a shame, brother, sister. Amen. That our country is in the condition that it is today. When there is men and women who sacrifice for our freedom. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Those were not cowards, brother, sister. It's people who had a goal, who had something to achieve. Amen.
Amen.
They had a goal, brother, sister. Wanted to achieve freedom. And when we would listen on those small radios and hear the sound of machine gun. And then you hear the words, Aluta continua. And you hear the words, victory is certain. My!
Oh.
Amen.
Amen.
It's people who set goals. Amen.
Amen.
You would hear the word, victory is certain. That would inspire those freedom fighters. They were not cowards. Amen. They would cross flooded rivers. Not by boat. Amen. Not knee deep. But neck deep. Amen.
Amen.
Crossing
neck deep.
And they were carrying ammunition. Those were not cowards. But why were they doing it?
Why is it illegal?
Natural men, van
ozaro.
Amen. But van chino chava kanga vachida kunda.
They had a goal.
Van chava ida kuzadzi kisa.
They wanted to fulfill the goal.
Amen.
Amen.
And they van ovava chito mana chapur washido na apona chuma.
Some of them died.
They would just pick his gun and go forward. Amen.
Amen.
I'm looking at some of the men. You talk to them, brother, sister. Amen. The prophet is quoting George Washington. Amen. He wanted to achieve something. Amen. Amen. And those men, those young men and women. Amen. They sacrifice. That's a goal. Can I think as
a person? You can put it in a way that you can understand it.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
They were not selfish. Amen.
Amen.
They
knew you can
because die at any time
because they saw others dying.
Amen.
Amen.
But they set themselves a goal. And they were striving to achieve it. They were perseverant. They were persistent. Despite the opposition. Despite the failures. And this gospel, brother, sister, is dripping with blood. Now, sir, I'm not comparing the two. Just showing what men can do when they are determined to achieve something. But the blood of disciples who died for this truth, yes, it's dripping with the blood. And the Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible says, for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross. For the, amen. The joy that was set before him. There was this joy that was set before him. He could see the joy. And he endured this shame. He endured the cross, despising the shame. He looked down upon what is called shame. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Faith is the substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Faith. Amen. Now faith finds its resting place upon the word. It's an anchor. Amen. The elders obtained a good report. Some were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. That was their goal, brother, sister. A better resurrection. Amen.
Amen.
Others had trials of cruel mockings and scourgings. Amen. Moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned. They were sawn asunder. They were tempted. Were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins. Being destitute, afflicted, tormented. Why? Amen. They wanted a better resurrection. Amen.
Amen.
Of whom the world was not worthy. And God was not ashamed to be called their God. He was not ashamed to be identified with such. You might as well start now.
Right now.
Amen.
Amen.
Those thoughts that the Bible says, casting down all imagination and everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and you bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of the word. So you might as well start right now, casting down imaginations, casting down reasoning, anything that is against the word of God, cast it down. You take God at his word. Amen.
Amen.
Though you can't explain it, how it's going to happen, but you believe it. God said it. I believe it. Amen. So you're going to meet the devil. I said to Brother Kadiwa one time, if you don't meet him, you could be going the same direction. If you don't meet the devil, and you say you are a believer, examine yourself. You could be going the same direction. Because the prophet says every believer, you are bound to meet him. And we know the devil's direction. Against the word. Amen. And he says in the message, God called man. Amen. God has made a promise. Amen. If the people that are called by my name shall assemble themselves together and pray, then I will hear from heaven. Amen. The people that are called by my name, if they shall assemble themselves together and pray, then I will hear from heaven. Amen.
Amen.
And Jeremiah says, call unto me and I will answer thee. Amen.
Amen.
And so we tonight want to think on that. And remember that in the midst of all the cry, God cannot send a revival until he's got men in shape to take it. We cannot have a revival until we get men. God trained men. That's not trained up in the schools of theology or education, but rugged men of faith that God has brought up in the school of his rugged training. Men who are not afraid to face the fire. So there is an opposition. It's not a flowery bed of ease, but God trained men, mighty men, that the prophet prayed, raise up mighty men, raise up warriors of faith. He says they are not afraid to face the fire. Man who has come in the presence of God and knows his power, knows his omnipotence, knows his healing power. Some men that's trained to know the living God. It's all right to train them by the word. Yes, but the letter kill it. But it's the spirit that gives life. You must meet him at the backside of the desert. Yes, brother, sister. Not just the letter. Amen. But to meet him on those sacred grounds. And then and only then. No one can explain it away. Because you know him in the power of the resurrection. You have met with him. Amen. You have spoken to him. And he spoke back to you. Amen. And before we can have this revival, God has to call out and train men. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God trained men to carry this message. Now when we read this, people start thinking of, you know, going to preach.
Eh?
When you say to carry this message, people just think of preaching. Amen. But brother, sister, as you are seated there, you are carrying the message. Because Paul says, you are written episodes, read of all men. So as you walk the streets of Harare, you are carrying the message. You are displaying God's life.
Amen.
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 So we preach what we live, and we live what we preach. And the prophet says, leave me the message. Don't preach me one, but leave me the message. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, because the Nathan one was not going to send a message.
We are tired of people who can explain the message.
Eh? We are not here to explain the message. Amen. But to leave the message. Amen.
Amen.
Brother, sister,
may the Lord help me. I come to a point that I can.
I will sit
message.
Down in the bench. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. After all, I have to
anything.
He's
a good preacher. He can preach well.
Oh, my.
Oh.
You
must feel pity for such.
Because he's up a target na Satan.
Because he's putting himself on a target, an open target for the devil.
Because akadaro.
When he falls, everybody will see it.
And it's a great damage to the church.
Amen.
Amen. This is why the foundation is very important, brother, sister. The foundation, what you are built on. Amen.
Amen.
It's not about the house being completed.
Amen.
Because the Lord Jesus Christ said this. Amen. He that heareth and doeth not.
It's
like a foolish man who builds his house on sand. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So it's a house. And it's built, it comes to completion. Amen. But the winds come. Amen. Amen. Because they are going to come. Amen. The storms beat on it. And great is the fall. Amen. But in the mirror, and the people, they actually admire the house. What a beautiful house. You see the finishing, brother. You go inside, you see the finishing. And you see how and everything and the way it's done. But the foundation is what matters. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I don't know why I was going that way. Now I've missed my notes. But I think there was a reason to pass through Samaria. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
God called men. Yes, that's where we were. Yeah. I remember now. And here the prophet says, they don't care what the opposition. Amen. So perseverance. There is opposition. Amen. But they don't care what the opposition is. Amen. You got it, brothers? Yes. Amen. They are willing to go to the fiery furnace in defeat. Or to the lion's den. Or whatever. Wherever it may be. They are ready to go. Because they've been in the presence of God. And know that He is. Whether it's to victory or defeat. They still stand the same. Amen.
Amen.
And this is what David said. Even if he casts me to hell, I will still praise him. I will still worship him. Amen.
Amen.
The
devil will be surprised. Even if I'm cast in hell,
they will
be surprised. Let him go back. He doesn't belong here. How did he come to hell? He doesn't belong here.
Amen.
Amen.
You meet
an opposition, you go heaven. A little opposition.
You pray
and you say, God is not answering, you leave it.
Ah, brother.
Amen.
You
are not the one who we are reading.
But namata manero ano.
You must pray this. Say, Lord, I want to be what your word is saying.
Amen. Whether to seek victory or defeat.
Amen.
Amen. Whether it's victory or defeat. You stand all the same. God leads His people through great trials to purge them. Sometimes it takes years to do it. As for myself tonight, I believe that right now God is training such men to meet the front line. Men who are going through, time shook from their feet. Amen. Amen.
There's no way to stand.
Sometimes look like the whole thing is falling. But yet in the midst of it all, they know that living God and keep their face forward. Keep moving. They keep moving. Amen.
Amen.
That's perseverance. Amen. 2018. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My. Says, and when a man takes a word of God, paragraph 43. No matter how little that faith is. But if it won't mix with any unbelief. Faith.
Kutenda.
Like a mustard seed.
Wakafana nimbe uye mustard.
As long as it won't mix with unbelief,
chete kukashaya kusanganiswa nekusatenda,
it will bring him out to the light.
Kuno kuunza muchiedza.
Amen.
Amen.
Some of us
vamwe vedu
has great faith
vane kutenda kukuru
that will just perform miracles.
Vanoita minana.
Amen.
Amen.
Now the prophet is saying that.
Profita
says some of us
vamwe vedu.
But it's talking of that little faith. You've got little faith. But as long as you don't mix it with any unbelief, it will bring him out to the light. Amen. Amen. Some has faith just to hold on till it happens. You see? Amen. Some of us has faith to perform miracles right there. Amen.
Amen.
And he says, some have faith to hold on till it happens. You are getting it, brother and sister? Right. But if it's genuine faith, wants a hold of it, there is nothing going to shake you from it. It's ain't going to mix. Then that person is persistent. Amen. You've got faith to hold on till it happens. Some have faith. Amen. It happens right there. Amen.
Amen.
But it doesn't mean you don't have faith. You've got that virgin faith. Just hold on to it. Amen. It will happen. Be persistent. The Bible says he has perseverance. No matter how many people say the days of miracles is past, he doesn't believe that. He holds on because he has met the conditions and sunk that word into heart of faith that believes it. There he stays.
Amen.
Yes. You will see it, brother, sister. Holds on. You've met the conditions. The message, the Queen of Sheba.
6102:19.
Now, instead of advancing on and see what God promised, we look back and see what some brother behind us says. That's the problem. Let's not look back. Look forward. Keep moving on. Keep moving on. Amen.
Amen.
Instead of advancing and see what God promised, process, we look back. But says, don't look back. Let's not look back. Look forward, keep moving. 2018, brother, sister. Let's look forward. Let's keep moving. Don't look at the mistakes of 2017. Don't look at the discouragements. Did not we pray? Forgive our past mistakes and bless our future. Amen. On Wednesday, Lord, forgive our past mistakes and bless our future. 2018. And it says we have untapped resources. Amen. Untapped resources. Tine ufumi usatu watu mbubatu kwa batu.
Untapped resources.
Gold mines are starting, but what
you got our gold mines and take the resources.
Fanu kwa tukendo kwa nivangwa chite orotanzi.
Somewhere we ended up telling us.
I think it was, you know, in Mtorashanga.
Mtorashanga.
What mineral is found there, brother?
Chrome.
Chrome. And they were saying it's only a small percentage that has been mined so far. Like what? Less than 10%.
Kwa kama mine wa chrome, less than 10%.
Saka vangu maina cheteka ye. 10% will still 90 chakadaro.
They left 90%.
And tap the resources. Amen. And the prophet is saying, we believers, we have untapped resources. Jesus said in Mark 11,
23,
whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed, and don't doubt in your heart, but believe that what you have said will come to pass, you can have what you say. Amen. Untapped the resources. God is looking for somebody. Amen. Who can take God at his word.
Amen.
Thanks for Pastor Chiparidza.
Pastor preaching.
No, sorry, it was another brother.
About
what was he saying? Kungurotomoka. Yeah, it was the pastor. No, it just come to my mind. About you know, you quoted Trump just saying, you know, reckless words. Yeah, reckless.
Yeah, reckless.
Amen. Kungotaura. Speaking
recklessly.
Amen. That's
Amen.
Faith, brother.
Amen.
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 Eh? Because the Bible says when you start to reason, you lose your victory. Amen. This gospel, amen, is not reasonable. Amen. Eh? It's taking it by faith. Amen. Like we were telling the children last night, Noah.
Noah.
His message. You know, when we read, you know, today, you know, it's like, but
if you go back to the days of Noah,
it says it had never rained. It had never rained. So you talk of rain. The people would say, what are you talking about? Rain. What's that? Rain. They could not prove it scientifically. But here was
Noah
saying God is going to bring down rain that will destroy all flesh. And when he started building this huge ark, sure it was grace to the people. So you are saying this water, right? Because they would know of water that would come from the ground. Amen. Eh? But Noah is saying it will come down from heaven. Amen.
Amen.
It's going to rain.
Eh?
And there are going to be floods. Enough to raise this huge ark. It was not reasonable. Just think of it.
That
it meant
nothing.
This is why the Bible says they were scoffers in that day. And they are going to be scoffers. Because talk about this message to them doesn't mean anything. That you are going to be translated. What do you mean when you say translated? You know, this body is going to be translated. What do you mean? Amen.
Amen.
But you take God at his word. Amen. It has been spoken. So shall it be. And the prophet is saying here, untap the resources. Quote in Mark 11. Whosoever shall say to this mountain, and the prophet says, no conditions. Hazvina kumboiswa mamwe ma
conditions.
Kuti kana uchinge watanga watsanya for 30 days.
It's not only condition that you fast.
Kana uchinge uchinge wanamata zviya zvekuti pamwe. He says no conditions. It's just unlimited.
Hazvina mugano.
Brother, sister.
Amanzadzi.
Amen. Whosoever shall say to this mountain. Amen. That somebody is taking God at his word. And tap the resources. Now this is for the bride. Eh? Says no conditions, just unlimited. Amen.
Where we are going,
it's unlimited what we can do. That's what the prophet says. It's unlimited. Amen.
Amen.
Whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, believe you receive it, and you shall have them. And this is what the prophet said. about Mary. She took God at his word. And immediately, when he said, be it unto me, according to thy word, immediately conception took place. Right there. Immediately. Amen. The process, that's how miracles are performed. That's how impossibles are made possible. When you take God at his word. Amen. Hallelujah. It says, whatever divine healing, joy, peace, anything. Amen.
Amen.
Always remember, church, God's words are true. I believe the right mental attitude towards any divine promise of God will bring it to pass. If you can look at it the right way, you look at it in the right way. Amen. Yes. Of course, the brother speaker was trying to get the title of the message. Like I always say, I marvel at these brothers. Amen.
Amen.
God bless them. Right. But remember, he has been my standard in life. Amen. That's the prophet. The right mental attitude towards any divine promise of God will bring it to pass. Says, now remember, he has been my standard in life. I have tried to do this. The first thing, I want to find out whether it's the will of God or not. Amen.
Amen.
Because it will happen.
Amen.
But the prophet says, I want to find out whether it's the will of God or not. Amen.
Amen.
Because the prophet speaks of perfect will of God and permissive will. Amen. You may have it, but it's permissive will. And it will only destroy you. Amen.
Amen.
And he says, I want to know whether it's the will of God or not. Then I know it's God's will. Yes, brother, sister.
We need this, Lord. We need this.
But is it God's will? Amen.
Amen.
And how do we know? We go back to his word. Amen.
Amen.
He says it somewhere in there. The next thing is my objective to it and my motive in doing it. What you are trying to achieve. Your motive. Objective. Then if it's the will of God. And my objective is right. My motive is right. I have faith that it will be done. Because first is the will of God. And my objective is right. Is to glorify him. My motive is to give him all the glory. See? So there's no selfish motives about it. If you have a selfish motive, it won't work. Amen.
Amen.
The process didn't say you won't get it.
It
says it won't work. Amen.
Amen.
If your objective is to make money for yourself or something, why you'll never succeed? And then try to do something outside of the will of God, then it won't work to begin with. Amen.
Amen.
Praise says, here is my standard.
Amen.
Right? First, I want to find out, is it the will of God? Next, my objective and motive. Eh?
Amen.
And if it's the will of God, and my objective and motive is right, then I have faith in it. Amen.
Amen.
So there is genuine faith. But you must come into real channel of God to have that genuine faith. There is human faith, and there is the faith of God. Amen.
Amen.
Now you know human faith. Like those women, men and women we said, we talked about, when they went to war, they had faith that they are going to win. When they had to hear victory certain. Otherwise, if they knew they were going to lose, there was no point in going to war anyway. Uchenda zvizoti hatichakundwa.
Knowing for sure.
Saka kuendiri.
Why going at first?
But you're going to zoti nokunda.
Go knowing we will be victorious.
Amen.
Amen.
So that's human faith.
Amen.
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 Eh? Like yet no shan sama
zwaye. Like what we use on a day-to-day basis.
Amen. Usati wanorara kwaina hembe.
Before you go to sleep, you
are. Amen. Don't do that. Chafika mangu nchenda kubasa.
Going to wear them tomorrow. Going to wake.
But then you told you pouchara ronomuka.
But who told you when you sleep you wake up?
That's mental faith.
Kutenda kwevanhu.
Tinoshandisa kutenda mazwaye
se. Use faith on daily basis.
Like the prophet say.
Zvese tano nomuprofit.
Amen. Sitakadiwa usati vagara pachepa. Havana kumbaitesta so kuna sizunguza. Kona kuti nokwanisa kuti takure here.
She was just seated.
Amen. That was faith. Amen. Paul kupinda motikari yako.
When you go into your car.
Amen. Uchimbopinza key pa keyho. Ne kuti uchimbo
start
aso. Une faith kuti changu changa kumukoenda kumba.
That's
faith. Amen. But then there's the faith of God. And Mark 11:21. Amen. Peter calling to remembrance. He said, Master, behold the fig tree which you cast is withered. And Jesus answering said, have faith in God. And the prophet said, the correct translation is have the faith of God. Amen.
Amen.
Have the faith of God. Amen.
Amen.
So you must have godly faith to believe.
Amen.
Amen. Now then have godly faith, he says. You must have the mind of Christ in you. My, amen. Then that's how God projects to you visions. Revelations. And all these things comes by the mind of Christ being in you. So says, you get it? Let the mind that was in Christ be in you. And the prophet says, in 7th seal, amen,
paragraph 35,
when the supernatural comes, that's the mind of Christ. Amen.
Amen.
When the supernatural comes, amen, that's the mind of Christ. And what is the supernatural? It's the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
You become so far away from your own thinking. Now you don't think your thoughts. It's Christ in you expressing his thoughts. Amen.
Amen.
That's how God projects visions, revelations. Amen.
Amen.
And you can't out-talk a man of God. When something has happened to him. Amen.
Amen.
You cannot out-talk him.
Mm-hmm.
Like the prophet said.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. When you meet him at the backside of the desert. Amen.
Amen.
No one can explain it away from
you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, brother, sister.
Oh, Haman,
paragraph 87.
Paragraph 87.
How the Church of the Living God ought to stand tonight. Persistent. As long as we can feel the covenant of the Holy Spirit. Like Samson.
Samson.
Amen. When he felt.
Pa-kanzwa.
Amen. The hair. Amen.
Pa-kanzwa.
Amen. When he could hear the locks on his shoulders. Amen. That was the covenant. And the prophet is saying, as long as we can feel the covenant of the Holy Spirit, the blood of Christ cleansing us from sin, we should never let nothing stand in our way. We are persistent. Certainly. Amen. You are looking at the promise. Amen. This is mine. It belongs to me. As a Christian. As a believer. Amen. The prophet says, you are a believer tonight. And you have a right to all redemptive blessings that Christ died for. As a believer. And you come before God with that. Oh God. You know we have rights. As believers. Amen.
Amen. Our rights.
Amen.
Amen.
This age of Laodicea. What did the prophet say? It means people's rights.
People are working into their
rights. It's the spirit of the age. Amen.
Amen.
But on the spiritual aspect, you as a believer, you also have rights. Wake up to your rights. Amen. You have rights as a believer.
Today, people in the world.
Amen. You know, they can take the government to court. Amen.
They are breaking my
as a citizen of Zimbabwe. Amen.
Amen.
And a Christian.
Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
You can take somebody to court.
No, court.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. The devil cannot stand in your way.
Satan,
say, get away, Satan. I'm a child of God. I'm a daughter of God. What did the Bible say? As many as believed him. As many as received him, to them gave he power to be called sons and daughters of God. And you come, says, I have received Christ in my heart. He lives in me. I am a believer. And the Bible says, he gave me power as a son of God. I've got that power. So God is looking for men and women. Amen. Who take God at his word. I'm a son of God. I'm a daughter of God.
Amen.
Amen. No one can flout my rights.
Amen.
Amen. And he says, I've got a little slogan. That's paragraph 93. Amen. I've got a little slogan that I say it quite a bit. Amen. It might be good for you to take it. Amen. You want to know the slogan? The prophet is saying, it might be good for you to take it a bit. What is this slogan? A winner never quits.
Amen.
A winner never quits. And a quitter never wins. Just think of it. A winner never quits. Despite the opposition. But a winner never quits. Amen. I'm looking at winners this evening. I'm looking at overcomers. Because an overcomer is a winner. He says a winner never quits. So you don't quit, brother, sister. You persevere. You are persistent. If it doesn't happen today, it will happen tomorrow. If it doesn't happen tomorrow, it will happen next week. If it doesn't happen next week, next month, a winner never quits. Amen.
Amen.
And a quitter can't win. A little opposition.
This is not impossible.
You are not a winner. Amen.
Amen.
But a winner never quits. You must hold on. And before you even start, be dead sure you are right. Amen. You look at God's word. It's God's will. Look at your objective. It's right. You are dead sure it's you are right. And then be persistent. Let nothing move you. Go on. And then be persistent.
So,
amen. I've had quite a bit of experience of that. And you know it. I know this one thing. When you are dead sure that you are in the will of God, when you are dead sure you are centered in Calvary, nothing is going to move you. You are there. And this little woman that we read about, Matthew 15, was a Greek, a Syrophoenician woman. She heard about the fame of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
And how does faith come? By hearing of the word. She heard of him. And you know, she might have had a lot of things to hinder her. By her being Greek, faith cometh by hearing. We know that. And she had a lot of things to hinder her. But faith finds a source no other knows anything about. Amen. Faith finds this source that no one can explain it. It's something that you know. Others can't see it, but faith sees it. Faith sees that where the natural eye doesn't see it, but the inside eye sees that thing. That is faith, brother, sister. Eh? What this natural eye can see, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Brother, sister, it's so real when it's revealed to you. It's so real. You can hold it. It's tangible. Only you cannot show it to somebody. But you know it. Amen. You actually see it with this sixth sense. You can hold it. Amen.
Amen.
This is why to the outside world you act crazy. Amen.
Amen.
Why?
See.
No, it's like somebody who does not have this faith, this sense of seeing. Amen.
Amen.
Eh? But you have the sense of sight. You are actually seeing it. And you are telling somebody. There's a pulpit. Eh? It's made out of gopher wood. Shitty mood. Amen. Shitty mood. Amen.
Amen.
Right? And it's in this shape. Exactly like the one. Have you seen the one that was in Branham Temple? The one that's in Branham Temple. Exactly. But the man who doesn't have this sense of sight doesn't understand what you're talking about. So don't worry about him. Because he doesn't have the sense that you have. Amen. Because this sense is actually declaring it. That is there. Amen. So that is faith. It's anchored. Amen. Faith sees that where the natural eye doesn't see it. Now she had a need of Jesus. She had. And I believe many of us this evening, we also have a need. Hallelujah. How many do you have needs this evening? Hallelujah. First thing you have to do, if you are going to find Christ, you've got to know that you've got a need of him. When you think that you just don't need him, then you'll never find him. Eh? Because you want to search him diligently. Amen.
Amen.
But when you have a need, brother, sister, you want to meet with Christ. Say, I'm not going back the same that I came. I want another touch. I need the Holy Ghost. I need the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I need that experience. Something has to happen. You have a need. So was this woman. Amen.
Amen.
And the Bible says, seek and you shall find.
Mm.
The Bible says, seek and you shall find. Knock and it will be opened. Actually, that's That's just not, you know, a knock like Abraham says. Right? And it will be opened. No. He, that's not just say, well, I went out, Lord, here I am. You want me? No, that's not it. He that seeketh. What is to seek? $2
You find a $2 note. And you pick
it. I haven't sought it. I haven't sought for it. I just picked it. It was on the ground. But when you're seeking, there's an effort.
Amen.
Amen. He that seeketh, he that knocketh, continuation. Brother Branham knocks on the pulpit several times. Amen. It has to compare with the rest of the scriptures. Like the unjust judge and the widow. She constantly knocked on his door. She was persistent. If he turned away today, tomorrow she was on his hands again. That's the way you want to get to God. Be on his hands every morning, every night, every day, all the time, constantly. Just keep seeking, keep asking, keep knocking. Just don't knock a little while and get tired and go away. That's not perseverance, brother, sister. Just keep standing there. Brother, sister, this is what the prophet, he is giving you a clue. You who have been seeking. The prophet is saying, you keep standing there. Lord, I'm here. I'm not going to leave. I'm on your hands now. I'm going to stay right here. You getting tired of listening.
You are telling the Lord.
You know, brother, sister, this is why the prophet is saying real praying. You do it in your closet. Not the prayer that we do here. Of course we pray. When you say, let's all pray together. But the real prayer, brother.
I don't want anybody to hear my prayer.
When
I am speaking to the Lord. When I am communicating with the Lord. If somebody hears it, he might cry. He might cry. Feeling pit for me.
But you know the problem.
Commune with the Lord.
You know, talking to God. You know what the prophet says? When you come before God, first thing you give him his place. When the disciples came to Jesus, he says, teach us to pray. You say, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Not hallowed be thy name. It's hallowed be thy name. Urukutanga kumpanzimbo yake.
You tell him, Lord.
Nyasomu taurira. Ishe vano nyaso kuziya upenyu wako.
Knows you.
Vano kuziya kuti hauna kana send muhomwe.
Knows you, you don't even have a.
Saka ikona ku pretend sekunge unayo pamberi pamwari.
Don't pretend as if you've got nothing. Kuti auna
ina.
Tell him I have nothing.
Ndo saka izvozvo izvi pamwari ngade kuti vanhu vanzwe.
That's why I might not have people to hear me.
Kana vanhu vangu zvimunamata handimboda kuti vanzwe kana mudzimai wangu.
I don't want to hear them.
Ndoda kuti ndiri ndega ndinyaso mutaurira.
I want him to commune with him.
Amen. Right. That's when something happens. He has got to get you off of his hand. See, so he comes out to answer you. Now faith finds this. That's perseverance, brother. Say, hey.
Ah, this one is too much. The God will speak with his host.
Yes. If you know that's how God
speaks
to his host.
Simon,
this one is troublesome now.
But yes, Simon wachoka.
But Simon,
he has seen his motive.
It's not for my
own
glory. My motive
is
not to glorify myself. Because of that, Lord, I need it.
Yes. Vanokupa.
He will give you for
Amen.
Sure. Amen.
Yes,
vanokupa
mota yacho.
You give you for sure.
Vanokupa imba yacho.
You give you for sure.
Vanokupa mari yacho.
You give you the money for sure.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
That's right.
The Bible says,
Prophet Anot,
because as Christians,
we tisema Kristo.
Hapana patingazombona mari tino ishe mumuuraye munhu.
Yes, another time that you might.
No, kuna mukristo ngana madashida.
Kill that one, kill that man.
But when your motive is right,
amen.
Can I wear one of my
if the man, what do you want to do?
Can a business that can grab a little bit of the teen,
what do you do with the man?
Amen.
Amen.
Can a motive show you want to lose
it? What do you do with it?
Waguchagan, Mirariega.
You are looking for the same one.
Vanguakazara, Panapa, Papa,
bus stop.
Pick up for 5 rand.
You together and get the 5 rand.
But I know now one and ever knows
you
will
say, oh,
and up Miraega.
You will be standing. She will be standing.
But I know Zebu, there are some, you know.
She knows there are some men.
You know, Proverbs speaks of those people. Men of void understanding. Void of understanding. Amen. Void of understanding.
Those
are the ones.
Amen. That will be standing.
Amen. Let's close. Alone. This Syrophoenician woman had many hindrances, but her faith didn't have any. Amen. Because like we said, perseverance. There is opposition. Difficulties. She had hindrances, but her faith didn't have any. Brother Kutenda.
Faith, brother.
Anyway, let me quickly read this. Right, you might have a lot of hindrances. Every person that starts out to meet Christ will find you got a lot of hindrances. But your faith don't have any. Faith don't have no hindrance. Faith has hairs on its chest. Great big muscles. I like that.
Amen.
That is faith, brother, sister. Says it doesn't know any hindrance. It is hairs on its chest. Great muscles. That is faith. Amen. Reasons raise up. Said, you know, it's reasonable. Faith pulls his muscles back and sticks out his big chest and said, shut up. Sit down. Amen.
Are you hearing it?
You know, reasoning. You're trying to figure out how it can happen. You're trying to figure out, you know, how it can happen.
How will the man come?
How will
the house come?
How will the doctor has said something.
That's
reasoning. But the faith pulls his muscles back and sticks out his big chest and says, shut up to reasoning. And the reason jumps over in a corner and takes his stool. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because faith says, shut up. Amen. And the reasoning jumps in a corner and takes his stool. Faith has got muscles. He means what he says. That's what we need tonight. That's what Eastleigh Church needs tonight. That's what the message churches need. That's what the whole world needs. That's what we need. We ought to be ashamed to admit. But we need faith that will hold God's word and say it's true. Meet the devil and say, thus says the Lord. That's the only time where we are allowed. We are permitted to say, thus says the Lord. You as a believer. Amen. When you come before Satan, you know, to say, thus says the Lord, you know what it is? Amen. The prophet says, talk of prophets. When a prophet puts before him this word, thus says the Lord, he says he falls into God. He falls into God and goes on to take the place of God and gives the message. Thus says the Lord. Now when the devil is standing in your way, you say, thus says the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Right, of course, there is your prophet. If you believe him, says meet the devil and say, thus says the Lord. Amen. She was persistent. She had an achievement. She knew that she had to be persevering in order to get to Jesus. So she had to pass by everything. Finally she arrived. Finally she got there. Everything is fine now. And then here come another hindrance. The very man that she had professed to have confidence in, the man she tried to get to, that's Jesus. He said, I'm not sent to your. Oh my. Would that not make us Pentecostals blow up? My. I'm not sent to your rest. The prophet says, that was a shock. This woman, she had to get to Christ. Despite all the hindrances, she had a lot of them. People were discouraging her. Eh? You know, a Greek. He won't listen to you. You know, you are considered this. You are not even considered people. Those were hindrances. Amen.
Amen.
Right? And she kept coming. And even the disciples, they were a hindrance to her. They said, Lord, send her away. She's making noise. That was a hindrance. But she had to come to him. But when she finally comes before him, and she falls on his knees, says, have mercy, thou son of David. Says, I'm not sent to your rest. But you know what? Faith knows no shock. Because it would have come as a shock to people to hear that. But it says faith knows no shock. Again he turns around. After all these things, she had passed through. Her faith holding. That she knew that Jesus could give her her desire. She went through every one of those barriers. She got to him. Then turned down flat. Amen. Turned down flat. No, I'm not sent to you. Wasn't you sent to your rest? I can imagine her standing there. Her eyes gleaming. She was in front of him then. That's all she had to be. And said, besides that, your race ain't nothing but a bunch of dogs. That was Christ talking to her. Sekunga azompa attention. Sekunga azokumutera but akutaura naye. But zvari kutaura naye zvacho izwa. But still she held on. Oh, see, faith knows no defeat. Amen. Ain't nothing going to stop it. Though Jesus said to her, the very one she come to, said, I'm not sent to your rest. There are nothing but a bunch of dogs. She had to hold on. She had a hold of real faith. Faith knows no defeat. I don't care where it comes from. Knows no defeat. Because she had faith. Still she held on. Oh, I love that. She was not a rotted plant. She was not a hybrid. Like some of them today. You know hybrid or hotbed plants. I am not Eskom Mashed. But she was not like that. Amen. Like some Christians. They have to be babied. We must see him. Give him more attention. Makadi brother, makadi sister. Ukasa moresa.
You don't greet ye.
Vanhu vacho vanondimorisa vachienda kuchechwa. She was not a hotbed plant. Like some of them today. The problem is we have a lot of them. This little woman, no matter what the difficult was, she was persistent. Amen. It happens, like the Bible says. You know, at times God, not the devil, says God. Would let the whole church turn against you.
Eh?
I did purple. I will
take my bags and go.
But not when you have faith. She had the right approach. This little woman. She had the right approach to the gift of God. So I'm closing, brothers. She had the right approach to the gift of God. She had the right approach. Humility. She fell down at his feet. She had humility. Amen. When he said, it's not me to give children's bread and cast it to dogs. She said, truth, Lord. Yet the dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, oh woman, great is thy faith. Woman, brother, sister, great is your faith. Despite all these differences, despite what I've said, those are discouragements. Amen. But the Lord said, woman, great is thy faith. Great is your faith. Be it unto thee, even as thou wilt. My. Change Jesus Christ.
The Lord Jesus Christ.
Vanga vachiona vachida kuratidza kuti vaone kutenda kwake. Tenzi vanozvita kakawanda. But nguva dzakadaro vazhinji vedu ndopatinonyadzisa Mwari. You know God wants to brag. Amen. He wants to brag about his children like he did with Job. Says Satan, have you considered my servant
Job?
Amen. As you are going up and down, have you considered my servant Job, a perfect and upright man, one that escheweth evil?
Huh?
God.
God
is
speaking of a man.
Amen.
Amen.
Like those men of faith we read of in Hebrews, of whom the world was not worthy. God was not ashamed to be called their God. Amen.
Amen.
Are we ready to take the crumbs? Are we ready to be humble? To humble ourselves? She was ready to humble herself. Faith always admits the word is right. Faith is always humble. Humbles itself. She was just looking for the crumbs. And what Jesus said, for this saying, what we have said, eh? That I will take the crumbs. Lord, for this saying, thy child is made whole. And you have a request. You have your request because you believe. Faith admits that the word is right. Faith admits these things. And as we come to a close, as we stand upon our feet, brother, sister, you want to be right with God. Amen. You have a need tonight. Amen. Maybe it's for your loved one. You want the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Let nothing stand in your way. You say, Lord, I am coming home. Be persistent. Let nothing stand in your way. Amen. Faith when it's anchored. Amen. You are saying the path of sin. Too long I have thought. But Lord, I am coming home. Lord, I cannot continue going on like this. I need a touch. I need the Holy Ghost. 2018. Let's go forward. 2018. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
May God raise up mighty men, warriors of faith. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. As the musicians, amen.
play this song. I'm coming home. Lord, I'm coming home. Never more to roam. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God. Amen. For He's a God who knows. He's a God who sees. And He's a God who hears. Amen.
Amen.
When He came to Moses,
Moses
says, I have heard the cry of my people. I have seen their affliction. I know their sorrows. God, this evening, He knows, brother, sister. God, He hears. Amen.
Amen.
That cry.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, the path of sin to long after, oh Lord, I'm coming home. Oh, coming home, oh, coming. Oh Lord, coming. Nevermore to roam. Open wide thine arms of love. Oh Lord, I'm coming home. I've waited. Instead, man, any prayer is as is. Oh, now I'm coming home. I now repent, oh, it be it at is. Oh, Lord. Oh, I'm coming home. Coming. Oh, coming home. You might have said, brother, sister, I sought the face of the Lord, and it seemed like He was not answering. It seemed like He was far away from me. But this morning, brother, sister, the prophet says, be on His hands. Amen.
Amen.
Keep on knocking. Keep on seeking. You say, Lord, I'm here. I'm not going to leave. Like that woman, who got desperate. He knew that he could not do without the Holy Ghost. Because you know what the prophet says? Without the Holy Ghost, you cannot come up in the resurrection. Without the Holy Ghost, you cannot enter in the rapture. So this man, he got, and he got serious about it. Says the Lord, if you don't give me the Holy Ghost, when you come, you will find a heap of bones here. Because I'm not going to leave this place until you fill me. God is looking for such men and women who are really desperate, who are persistent. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, coming. Oh, Lord, coming.